This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters are rallying again Saturday in Washington and other U.S. cities against the death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died after being restrained by a white policeman. Demonstrations demanding racial justice and systemic reforms erupted in major cities after Floyd's May 25th death and have continued daily for nearly 2 weeks. In Australia, demonstrations were held in Melbourne, Adelaide, and Sydney. We get more from Phil Mercer.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian had urged demonstrators to stay away.
We wouldn't ever want to be in a position where people are denied that expression of freedom, but do it in a different way. We cannot have thousands and thousands of people gathering together, and it only takes a couple, one or two people, to have the virus.
Those pleas were ignored by tens of thousands of people in Sydney who marched in solidarity with protesters in the United States. They also wanted to highlight Aboriginal deaths in custody, as well as the treatment by the police and the criminal justice system of Australia's Indigenous people. There were other large rallies in Melbourne, Adelaide and Brisbane. They were reportedly almost entirely peaceful and without incident. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thousands gathered in London Saturday to hold an anti-racist demonstration in solidarity with protests taking place in the U.S. A similar protest was held in Paris. 15,000 people demonstrated against the death of George Floyd and police brutality in Berlin's Alexander Square. Demonstrations were also held in Seoul, South Korea, and Tokyo, Japan. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Buffalo police officers seen on video shoving a 75-year-old man to the ground, severely injuring him, now face second-degree assault charges. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Officers Robert McCabe and Aaron Dragalski turned themselves in Saturday, pleaded not guilty, and were released without bail. They were already suspended after the video went viral Thursday, showing Martin Gugino knocked to the ground. Blood coming from his head, one officer stopping to check, another pushing him along.
When you cross the line, all right, that's when it comes out of the training aspect.
Erie County DA John Flynn.
And knock him down and crack his head on the skull, crack a skull on the concrete. That's what you don't do.
Dozens of Buffalo police officers angered over the suspension stepped down from the department's crowd control unit Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has backed a ceasefire in Libya starting Monday. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met with General Haftar and the head of the Libyan House of Representatives, Akila Saleh, and called for a ceasefire beginning Monday, June 8. He says that Egypt's initiative is based on the respect of all international resolutions and calls for a ceasefire beginning Monday at 6 a.m., in addition to the withdrawal of all foreign mercenaries from the entire country and the dismantling of all militias to allow the Libyan army and the security forces to exert control. Responding to the ceasefire call, Khaled al-Meshri, head of the Tripoli government's presidential council, told Al Jazeera TV that Libya doesn't need another peace initiative, and he claimed that Haftar's forces now have suffered defeat and should not be trying to dictate the terms of an agreement. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A re-energized tropical storm Cristobal advanced toward the United States Gulf Coast early Saturday, bringing with it heavy rains that have already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Saturday the storm was expected to slowly strengthen until it makes landfall Sunday night along the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Hurricane Center said the storm could cause heavy rains from East Texas to Florida this weekend and into early next week. A tropical storm watch was posted for the northern Gulf of Mexico coast from intracoastal city Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida border. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.